woman that is not a racist piece of crap that I adore is on the phone holding patiently. Darlene Wells, what's up?
Hi.
How are you?
Is this my chicken tender date?
You damn right it is, Mama. What's going on, Darlene?
I have to update you. I'm listening because the Rays are up because Ref got a three runner.
I love the fact that Darlene is so into local sports, too. Like, she knows everything that's going on. She goes to the Lightning games. Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Also, I retweeted Ricky Waters, and she responded, and she laughed. She said, thank God it was you that tweeted Ricky Lake instead of one of her regulars.
Yeah, that's funny, because everybody knows Ricky Waters is super, super way hotter than Ricky Lake. You know,
that's true.
Okay, now, this is the reason I called.
Okay.
You were referring to Ed as Shaft.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Back in kindergarten. Yeah,
by the way, the character Shaft.
Yeah, not
Ed.
Ed
Shaft. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What it sounded like.
Go ahead.
Back in kindergarten, Brian had to take a journal about his family. And so, you know, we put some pictures in there and everything. Well, he went around telling all the kids that his father was a Black Panther and his mother was a hippie.
Oh, boy.
And so the principal called me, and she said, is Mr. Wells really a Black Panther? And I said, no. So,
what's wrong if he was, though? Why would the teacher be upset?
Well, I don't know. Back then?
Oh, back then, I guess, yeah.
Mixed marriage wasn't even legal, I mean, in some states.
Isn't that crazy? That is so crazy.
I know it's so crazy, but I mean, in Georgia, probably.
So you guys were like super progressive.
White only washrooms.
So you guys got married in what? The late 60s, early 70s?
73.
I was 1 year old.
Not born yet.
We know.
For a long
jerks.
Time. Like a long time.
45 years and counting.
Yeah, we know. It hurts.
But anyways, so he still laughs about that, and he tells his friends. You know, when he shows him a picture of his father, like the ones you saw on the line.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, my dad was a Black Panther and my mom was a hippie.
That's so cool. I mean, I have mad respect for you guys in 1973 to let love win. You know what I mean? Because at that time, a lot of people would be like, I don't know if we should do this because we're going to, maybe somebody will burn our house down. Maybe we'll get beat up in public. I mean, the people were still really, really bad back in those days. I remember growing up in the 80s, it was still, when you saw a mixed couple, people were still turning their heads like, what is that all about? Where nowadays, it's a lot more accepted. But man, that's pretty badass. You guys are still together. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I mean, back then, if we went into a white restaurant, I mean, we got stared down. But if we went into the hood, we went into, like, you know, the Cabrini Green area, or went with Gardens or the White Sox games and that, nobody turned their heads. But, you know, where we first lived in our first apartment, we got our car completely spray painted one night.
Wow.
All different colors.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
Hey, Darlene, can I ask you a question about Ed?
Yes?
How big is Ed's penis?
See, I knew
goodness.
I knew you were going there.
Oh my goodness.
I apologize, Darlene.
You're not curious?
My goodness.
We all know.
Oh,
we
man.
Know.
Who was that asking?
It's me, Will.
Yeah.
That was Ryan, actually.
Oh, my God.
Because I know Ryan has changed lately, but I thought that.
What are you talking about?
Your new Twitter handle, dude.
All about that D.
He's a freak. Sorry about Ryan, Darlene. He's a real idiot.
Yeah. He is a creep. Outside of here, I saw.
I'm still with him after 45 years, so if that tells you anything.
Oh!
Ew! Nice. It's big! It's big!
I noticed she had a funny way she walked the last time I saw her.
No, but the first time hurt. Oh, that's cute.
Well, you know. That'll happen.
I hate you, Wilkins.
Oh, Lord Jesus. The first time, I actually got audio of the first time those two got it on in the back seat of a car.
Be-bum. 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 Be-bum.
That was you, Darlene?
He turned her into a baby. That's how powerful it was.
Be-bum. Be-bum.
Oh, it was actually...
Oh!
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what was that, Darlene?
Sorry.
It was actually the night we got married.
Oh, my God, yeah. When he pulled it out, she was like,
why? Why?
I had felt it before then, but we never had intercourse.
Oh, yeah. I have audio of Ryan's wife the first night that they consummated. Also, I leave. So rude.
Okay.
That was Ryan. That was his wife.
So what's going down with the prom? So you're going to tox it up?
All right, let me tell you what my idea was. I might as well throw it out there.
Okay.
I wanted...
They tell you to call me and you just ignore me.
Oh, yeah, what the hell? John?
Wow, Jesus, Johnny? Johnny?
Man. I have audio of Anna and Thomas's first night also.
Oh, I love
you. Are growing on me. Alls are growing on me.
It's very nice. It's very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And the first night that Will met Largo.
My name is Buck, and I'm here to...
Nerd.
Balls are growing on me.
Largo was all like,
awesome.
And Ryan and Susan were at Walt Disney World, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It took about 3 minutes, and then she was all like. So that went down.
Okay, yeah. Tell me what your idea was.
Mm-hmm. And then first night I met my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, she was all like.
Pussy ass mother.
I was like, damn, she's drunk. Anyway, but by the end of the night, she was all.
Oh, lady, move in with me. Thank you, Anna.
Balls are growing on me.
Thank you. I apologize. Anyway. I'm sorry. Darlene Wells, what were you about to say? Oh, yeah. Anyway, my idea was to do Adidas sweatsuit with a bow tie and a matching Kango. Just go straight 80s hip-hop artist, and I was going to have you buy the same outfit, and we were going to show up like a breakdance team.
And I was going to tell you, it's going to be 90 degrees, and there is no way that I am wearing a sweatsuit.
Puts a hitch in the plan, then.
What do you want to wear, Darlene?
Well, you changed anyways. I thought about, when we were talking about breaking, I understood it, too, that you would probably say that, but...
Breaking to Electric Boogaloo. Ain't no stopping us. No stopping. No one does it better.
I've never walked out of the house in a sweatsuit.
Oh, yeah. I had the second night that Tony and Largo hung out, and Largo was all like,
oh, Tony.
Tony and Largo?
I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it. I just found a clip. I was having a good time.
You can wear the sweatsuit with the snap buns on the side. Get some air in there.
No, that's not
Yeah, you could trim it up. Maybe create yourself a thong or something.
Oh, I've never
tank.
Ever worn a sweatsuit outside the house. I have respect for myself. To
Darlene Wells.
Look, what?
Do you have your prom dress from high school?
What?
Do you have your original prom dress that you had at the sock hop?
I have my prom dress. I have my wedding dress. What else do you want?
I don't want you to wear your wedding dress. That'd be super creepy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Brainstorm.
Oh,
brainstorm.
Man. Light bulb.
You wear your wedding dress, and I show up as Ed.
Please don't do blackface.
No. Yes.
Oh, no.
And afro.
No. It's
I mean, it's not on the clock.
Boy, would I be the talk of the whole station the next day, would I? I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. That's stupid.
No,
I like working in radio. I don't want to be a giant jerk off.
And I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and we'll be fine.
I know, but we want to match. What do you want to wear? What color? Because I'm thinking about doing something outlandish. Like, if I'm going to wear a tuxedo, I want it to be a sweet-ass tuxedo. Maybe, like, all white or baby blue or something crazy.
Okay, now, I was thinking of wearing palazzo pants that look like... Okay, that way I wouldn't have to worry about your hand creeping up my skirt.
Whoa! Yeah. Okie dokie.
Wow.
Yeah, that's, I think we're okay.
Awesome!
And then I was thinking, like, a top would be like a light color, maybe like a lilac, or I could go with blue.
I want you to wear whatever you want to wear. You're going to be fine.
Wear a Phillies Fanatic mascot costume.
I'm either going to be navy or black on the bottom.
Man, I'm not even going please don't make this easy. Don't make
it
easy. Yeah, she's like pitching them right over to play an underhander for me, and that's not nice at all. Thank you. So, yeah, let's not do that. Do you remember your original prom?
Yes.
What was it like?
I was in a turquoise dress, and I had just come back from Miami, so I was all brown. And
what was the theme? Was it Under the Sea? Was McFly there?
No. Oh. No, it was decent.
All right. Who's the guy? You remember him?
Yeah.
What was he like?
His first name was Jim. He was a white guy.
Ugh, gross. Big
all
Jim?
My friends. In fact, I was engaged to an Italian when I met Ed.
Yeah. How big of a ding dong was Jim rocking with?
Anyways.
I'm sorry.
What did I say?
A little small.
Okay, well, I've kept you enough.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Bailing on her own call.
I love it. She's like,
all right, I'm out of here. I've had enough of this.
I need more callers to do that. All right, Darlene, we'll figure it out. I need to find out if there's a formal wear company that we're working with. If Seth is working with anybody and those guys, if not, I got to go out freelance it tomorrow and the next day and nail it down. So we'll be great. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm going to be me, totally me, gorgeous.
All right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, you have
everybody
a great night.
Fun.
Enjoy the rest of the show, Darlene. Yay!
Go Rays.
Go Rays.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Darlene.
Bye.